Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another Taco Tuesday. I'm Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with MU Nutrition, here to talk about another fun nutrition topic today. And one of the things that I get a lot of questions about in clinic when people are talking about lifestyle changes they're trying to make, documentaries they've watched, getting in enough fruits and veggies, all of those things, something that inevitably comes up is juicing and or smoothies. So I thought today we could talk a little bit about the difference between juicing and smoothies, what the pros and cons are of each one, and how they can fit into your diet, if at all. So let's start with juicing a little bit. There's been a lot of different trends or crazes or fads in the past that have maybe implemented juicing to some extent. So juicing is basically removal of all of the fiber-rich portions of fruits or vegetables. So you usually have a specific juicer, a machine that you purchase that you can put any kind of fruit or vegetable into, and it will extract the liquid portion of it without all of the fibrous other portions of the fruit or vegetable. So some of the benefits that we get from juicing, or some of the pros, would be that we get a really good, concentrated, easy to consume source of antioxidants. So if we think about the amount of juice that we would make from, say, a pound of spinach versus eating a pound of spinach, probably a lot easier to drink that juice because it's going to be quite a bit less. So sometimes we can get an extraordinary amount of antioxidants from juicing that would just be really difficult to get from the whole food itself because of the quantity that we would need to eat. So that's where juicing can really come into play if you have a health condition or something that requires maybe a greater intake of those colorful antioxidants or phytonutrients, as we've talked about before. If you have a hard time getting those into your diet, it can be a good way to do it. However, a couple cons that do come alongside it are things that we at least need to take into consideration. So first of all is that you do need special equipment generally to juice. So you're going to need to buy a juicer. So kind of thinking about whether or not it's worth the investment in having something like that taking up space in your kitchen. When we juice, while we do get that concentrated source of antioxidants, we also get a highly concentrated source of sugar. So especially if we're juicing starchier or higher sugar foods like our fruits or some of our starchier vegetables, then we're also pulling out a lot of that sugar. So what that can do is when we take in all of that sugar, even though it's coming from a whole food, from a fruit or a vegetable, it's still sugar without the fiber, without protein, and without fat. So all of those things that tend to slow down our insulin response, they're not there. So we just have a greater blood sugar reaction and a greater insulin response, which if we're doing it too often or in too large of a quantity or by itself, isn't always very helpful. So if we do any kind of juicing, what I recommend is having it alongside a snack or a meal that does contain the fiber-rich portion of the food that you juice, or that does contain fat or protein, because that can help reduce that kind of negative blood sugar response that we would get from the juice itself. Now, like I mentioned, when we juice, we're really removing all of that fibrous portion, which a lot of people then throw away. And that's where we get so much of our prebiotic benefit. So we're just throwing gut health and throwing nutrition into the trash if we don't use all of that fiber-rich portion for something. Now, smoothies, on the other hand, we tend to put the whole fruit or the whole vegetable into a blender along with some other things. So not only are we getting the nutrition from it, but we're also getting all of the fiber from it. So we're getting the phytonutrients, we're getting the fiber, we're getting any little bit of protein or fat that does come from that food. So we're just getting a little bit more of a rounded product when we make it. A lot of people will tell me, well, I don't even know where to start with making a smoothie. How do I do that? Some people have purchased smoothies in the past. A lot of the ones we buy tend to be pretty high in added sugars, or just sugar as a whole, and pretty low in protein. So there are some things we can do to try to counter that a little bit if we make them at home. So smoothies can make a great breakfast. Some people will have them as part of their lunch. If you do a small smoothie, it could even be an afternoon snack or a morning snack if you're feeling like you're needing something extra. can even be something that you have with a meal that kind of finishes it off. If some people like to have some fruit or something like that at the end of the meal, and a smoothie can fit right in there. So when you build your smoothie, kind of thinking about a few different components of the smoothie. The first thing to kind of think about is what are you going to use as the base? Now, the intent of the smoothie will dictate this to some extent, but good options for that, if you're trying to bump up protein a little bit, you could do something like Greek yogurt as the base. That's going to make a little bit of a thicker smoothie. So we can talk about things you can do to thin it out a little bit, but Greek yogurt can be a great way to add protein. If you're just looking for a liquid that doesn't have a lot of extra of anything, you can also consider doing something like almond milk makes a great base for a smoothie. Coconut milk can be a good option as well. Regular milk, if you tolerate dairy and lactose okay, is certainly fine. So any of those kinds of dairy alternatives or dairy milks would be just fine. What we want to try to avoid having as our base would be something like juice, because again, we're just putting a lot of sugar and liquid in. We're not really putting in any of that protein, that fat, or that fiber. So Greek yogurt, dairy milk, or dairy alternative make a great base. Now, one of the things that people forget, but I like to list as the second thing because I think it's extremely important, is a vegetable. What vegetable do you want to add into it? So cauliflower is one you maybe haven't thought of, but cauliflower can be a good one to add. This time of year, sweet potatoes or butternut squash. There's a sweet potato walnut smoothie out there that I have a recipe for that's pretty good, a little bit more savory than the sweet, but something kind of fun to try. One of the easiest ones that really doesn't add any flavor at all, it'll just turn it green, is doing something like spinach or kale. Either one of those are great. Now, if you do something like that, a leafy green, in order to make it blend into your smoothie a little bit better, blending your base and your green together, so your almond milk and spinach or whatever combination you have, blend those together first until that those greens are fully broken down, and then you can add in the other ingredients. So the other ingredients that we're talking about, a lot of times people will want to add a fruit in for flavor, so berries make a great option. A good combination is berries and beets, like red beets are a great combination in a smoothie. So doing your base and then beets and berries is a good option. You could also do if you had carrots or sweet potatoes that are going in, those tend to pair well with our more tropical fruits like frozen mango or something like that. Lots of recipes online, but play around with this on your own and find something that you enjoy, something you're excited to make. And it is okay to add a sweetener. So if you want to put a little bit of honey, a little bit of pure maple syrup in there, nothing wrong with that, but we don't want to put in too much. So if we can keep that to about a teaspoon, you're probably in pretty good shape. And then the last thing is just to add in a little bit of good healthy fat. So avocado can make it nice and creamy. We can add in a little bit of ground flax seed, a little bit of chia seed. Any of those can make a good healthy fat. There's even MCT oil or medium chain triglyceride oil that you can purchase at grocery stores or over the counter that you could add in. Some people just like to put a teaspoon of flax oil or coconut oil or something like that into it too, and any of those options work. But you can get a nice, good, rounded meal or snack by incorporating that base, that veggie, that fruit, that fat, and a little bit of flavor if you want from the honey, maple syrup, even a little bit of vanilla extract, almond extract. All of that's okay. So, if smoothies are something you want to try, give it a shot. Play around with ingredients that you enjoy. And if you want to talk about this a little bit more and what would be helpful for you or what might work for you on a personal basis, feel free to reach out to me either by calling the radio station and they can connect us, or you can go onto Facebook and look up IMU Nutrition. That's IMU Nutrition. Or go to my website at imunutrition.com. Thanks again for coming to another Taco Tuesday, and we'll see you next week.